Hi guys, and welcome back to another video on how to become a webcam model. I'm UK Daz, and in today's video we're going to be covering how to connect your Luvince to your webcam sites. Luvince connects to 24 different cam sites, so I'm only going to show you one of those today because it's the same process to connect one as it is for the other 23. If you're looking to connect your Luvince to StreamMate, then check out this video here because it's a slightly different way of connecting on StreamMate to what it is on the other cam sites. There's two ways you can connect your Luvince. One is by USB dongle and the other is via your mobile phone. And in today's video, we're going to cover both ways of how to do that. To start off with, in this video, we're going to go with the USB connection to your Luvince device. So to start off with, you're going to want to head over to luvince.com and then you're going to go to the top bar and go to Downloads. Once you're on the download page, scroll down slightly and you'll find the Luvince browser. Download that. You're also going to want to download the Luvince Connect app. Now that both programs have been downloaded, you want to go ahead and install them onto your computer. Now you may have a Windows Defender Messenger pop up when installing both programs. Just go ahead and allow them because they are trusted Luvince apps. So once both programs have been installed successfully, you're going to want to go ahead and open the Luvince browser to start off with. What you're then going to need to do is click on the pink icon just next to the address bar. Once you've clicked on the Luvince icon, you're going to get a login page pop up. You're going to want to then go down to the sign up part of that little small pop-up window and give that a click. What happened then is you'll be directed to a sign up page for your account with Luvince. This is where you're going to want to choose your username, enter your email, and set a password for your account. Once you've entered all your information, then go ahead and proceed. And then what's going to happen then is that you're going to get taken to a pop-up to say that your information has been logged with Luvince and you now need to go and verify your Luvince account with your email address. What you're going to want to do now is quickly head over to the email account that you signed up with Luvince with, and you're going to look for an email saying something along the lines of Luvince verification email, I think it is, if I remember rightly. So go ahead and open that and you'll have a message saying verify your account. Little pink button, give that a click. And you'll get taken to a page saying that your account has been verified and you'll get a green tick. Now what you're going to want to do is open the Luvince Connect app, which will bring up a message saying terms and conditions. Just go ahead and accept those. Once you've agreed the terms, you'll get taken to a page that says add toys. If you haven't turned on your Luvince device, then you'll get a grey screen pop up. And it will have like a little plus there. Just click on that plus, but make sure you turn on your Luvince device in the meantime. Then what's going to happen is Luvince is quickly going to do a little search for your Luvince device. If it's been found, it will pop up on the screen and then it will divert you back to your main Connect page where it will show you is what toys you've got listed and connected. So far you have downloaded and installed the Luvince Chrome browser and you have installed Luvince Connect onto your laptop. You've also created a Luvince account. Now that you've connected your Luvince, you're going to want to head back over to your Luvince browser. Then you're going to want to click in the top right corner again, and this time you're going to want to fill out your username information and log into your account. Once you've logged in successfully, you're going to receive a pop-up on the screen that says you need to choose which cam site you're setting up for. As I say, there is 24 cam sites you can choose from, So in this example, I'm going to use Chatterbait and then I'm going to click the done button. Once your campsite's been selected, you're going to then get taken to the back end of the Lovence extension. First of all, you're going to want to set your tip rates. You can leave them set as default and go back at a later date and change them. What you're going to need to do first though is go ahead and click save in the top right of that screen. Once saved, then to the right of the save button, there is a small window that says open PC Connect or scan QR code. So what you're going to want to do now is go ahead and click the open PC Connect. Once selected, it will connect your Lovence to the browser. It's at this point you're going to want to log into the dashboard of your CAM modeling site. Once logged in, you will notice a little green widget floating around on your screen. If you hover over that widget, it will quickly pop up a menu that says four little choices around the edge of it. If you now click on it, it will say that your Lovence is connected and it will tell you how many times it's been used, how much you've earned from it in that one session. If for any reason the widget isn't green, it's like a pink color, give it a click and what will happen is it will pop up with a diagnostics tool that will tell you what the problems are and why your Lovence isn't connected. And that's it guys, you should all be now set up and ready to start using your Lovence in your live streams. You will need to have to open your Lovence browser every time and stream through that browser when you want to use your Lovence toy. So you can't use your normal Chrome, you have to use the Lovence browser. Now for the second half of this video, I'm going to walk you through how to do the setup for the mobile phone and the Lovence browser as well. If you're looking to connect your Lovence to StreamMate, then check out this video here because it's a slightly different way of connecting on StreamMate to what it is on the other cam sites. It's at this point you're going to want to make sure that your mobile phone Bluetooth is switched on. You hold down the power button on your Lovence device until it starts flashing and that your mobile phone is on the same internet connection as your PC. Then you're going to want to go to the App Store or the Play Store on your mobile phone and you're going to want to download the Lovence Connect app. Once installed, you're going to want to open the app and hit the Add New Toys button. What happened then is the app will start searching for your Lovence device. So once your device has been found, you're going to want to click on the Click When Done button. Then what happened is your phone will say it's connecting to your Lovence device. And once it's done that, it will say it's been connected. And what will happen as well is your Lovence will vibrate for about a second. Now what you're going to want to do is go over to lovence.com on your laptop or PC and then look for the download button in the top right hand side of the screen. Click on that and it will take you to the page that lets you download the browser. So just scroll down slightly and you'll find the Lovence browser to download. Once downloaded, you're going to run a run and install the Lovence browser. Now you may have a Windows Defender messenger pop up when installing both programs. Just go ahead and allow them because they are trusted Lovence apps. You're going to want to go ahead and open the Lovence browser to start off with. What you're then going to need to do is click on the pink icon just next to the address bar. Once you've clicked on the Lovence icon, you're going to get a login page pop up. You're going to want to then go down to the sign up part of that little small pop-up window and give that a click. What happened then is you'll be directed to a sign up page for your account with Lovence. This is where you're going to want to choose your username, enter your email and set a password for your account. Once you've entered all your information, then go ahead and proceed. And then what's going to happen then is that you're going to get taken to a pop-up to say that your information has been logged with Lovence and you now need to go and verify your Lovence account with your email address. What you're going to want to do now is quickly head over to the email account that you signed up with Lovence with, and you're going to look for an email saying something along the lines of Lovence verification email, I think it is, if I remember rightly. So go ahead and open that, and you'll have a message saying verify your account. Little pink button, give that a click, and you'll get taken to a page saying that your account has been verified, and you'll get a green tick. Now that you've connected your Lovence, you're going to want to head back over to your Lovence browser. Then you're going to want to click in the top right corner again, and this time you're going to want to fill out your username information and log into your account. Once you've logged in successfully, you're going to receive a pop-up on the screen that says you need to choose which cam site you're setting up for. As I say, there is 24 cam sites you can choose from. So in this example, I'm going to use Chatterbait. And then I'm going to click the done button. First of all, you're going to want to set your tip rates. You can leave them set as default and go back at a later date and change them. What you're going to need to do first, though, is go ahead and click save in the top right of that screen. Now that you've saved your tip menu item, you're going to want to look to the right of that save button and you'll see a small QR code. You're going to want to head back to your mobile phone at this point. Click on the QR code scanner at the top right-hand corner of the screen and take a picture of that QR code. So go ahead and scan your QR code, and once it is scanned, you will see that it changes on the screen on your phone and on the PC that it is connected. Once selected, it will connect your Lovence to the browser. It's at this point you're going to want to log into the dashboard of your CAM modeling site. Once logged in, you will notice a little green widget floating around on your screen. If you hover over that widget, it will quickly pop up a menu that says four little choices around the edge of it. If you now click on it will say that your Lovence is connected. And it will tell you how many times it's been used, how much you've earned from it in that one session. If for any reason the widget isn't green, it's like a pink color, give it a click, and what will happen is it will pop up with a diagnostics tool that will tell you what the problems are and why your Lovence isn't connected. And that's it for another video, guys. I hope you found it useful. You've connected your Lovence USB to your browser through your dongle. And you've connected it through your mobile phone. As always, like, follow, share, subscribe, and hit that notifications icon for future videos. If you've got any further questions, hit me up in the comments box below on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All the links are listed in the description below. Until next time, guys, peace out.